Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. Back today with a team sheet tantrum for a game that I know will be close to a lot of people's hearts, because this is a game, number one, I suppose, because people have missed Aston Villa, I'm sure, if you're like me. But also, it's a game there's a lot of poignancy, because it's a game that will celebrate the life and times and the talent and the wonderful left foot that was Peter Whittingham, who was taken from us far, far, far too early in tragic circumstances, not too long ago. Aston Villa versus Cardiff, it's something that's been in the offing for quite a while, and I'm delighted that our club can be part of this, as I say, because Peter made his name for Aston Villa and went on to be an absolute stalwart, and I'm sure that he will always be known as a club legend at Cardiff. And before we get into looking at this game, I say it is, yes, and I can see a lot of the comments coming in here saying RIP Peter, and I fully agree. And this game is in conjunction with the Peter Whittingham Foundation as well, which is something that is, this is launching it, if I'm not mistaken, Paddy. This game, and yep. Yeah, and I'm sure that's something that will allow his legacy to live on, and something that I'm sure he can look down and be proud on as well. Obviously, we will be doing normal team sheet tantrum stuff here with regards to teams when they are announced, because I think it's going to be interesting to see who Unai Emery is going to put out in this game today.
Something just occurred to me, Neil, when you actually went live there. Might not have the team at 6 o'clock.
we'll find it somewhere. I'm sure we will. Aston Villa are putting up pictures of the programme from the Cardiff City Stadium, and Ashley Priest is in the Cardiff City Stadium. So if all comes to all, I'll DM Ashley and I'll ask him what the team is for today. And I'm sure they will have a team, because this is going out live on Cardiff. Cardiff City are putting this out live on their player as well. You can find it. I think it's £7 and all proceeds are going to the Peter Whittingham Foundation, because as it is the PW7 Foundation, obviously, yeah. Seven being his number for Cardiff. He's one of these guys that the story I always tell about Peter Whittingham, if anybody who listens to this podcast will know, it's the same story every single time, because he scored one of the best goals I've ever seen with these two peepers. best goals I've ever seen with these two eyes. In Dalymount Park, I was at Talca Park. I think it could have been Talca Park. Here in Ireland against St. Patrick's Athletic, and ball came to him on the edge of the area, and he just flicked it up and just absolutely pinged it into the top corner. Like, it was a Rolls Royce of a goal, and he was only breaking onto the team at the time, and the whole stadium was like jaw on the floor that he actually even attempted it, but he absolutely smashed it into the top corner, and it was one of the best goals I've ever seen from about 30 yards. It was an absolute screamer. So
look, I was at that game as well, and the one thing I remember about that goal is, if you remember, we played St. Patrick's Athletic, Leeds played Shelbourne, and then we played the winners the following day, which was Leeds.
Yeah.
And I was surrounded by loads of Leeds fans. And when that goal went in, everybody stood up and clapped. It was just one of those ones where you just had to applaud it, you know. But he's a Midlands guy. You know, he made the south coast of Wales his home in later years. But, you know, he was a guy who his hometown club, Cardiff, let him go very young and said he would never be big enough to be a professional footballer, and went on to carve out. Ironically, the Cardiff head scout rang Aston Villa and went, you need to look at this guy. They've let him go, but they shouldn't have let him go. So we ended up getting him that way. And then, of course, he made a great career for himself at Cardiff, and he's an absolute hero down there.
Yeah, Coventry, I think it was, you said it was Cardiff let him go. Coventry let him go.
If
I remember rightly. And then it was, as I say, Aston Villa, 56 appearances and one goal for Aston Villa. But then he went on to make, as I said, to make waves in Wales, 413 league appearances and 85 goals. That's actually, like, in fairness, that's a serious return for a player, specifically, I suppose, and look, a lot of it was in the Championship. That doesn't make it any worse. Like, that's why he will be known as a hero. 85 goals for a midfielder. Aston Villa have never had a midfielder that scored 85 goals. There's never, like, in his career, never mind for one team. So fair play to Peter Whittingham. As I say, all the talent in the world, and you know, just really tragically. And look, I don't want to focus. I want to focus on his life as opposed to his passing. But as you know, it could have happened to anyone. It happened just at the start of COVID as well. And I remember actually discussing it with a couple of my mates. And, you know, it was just so tragic. You know, when you hear about it, it's one of those things that it literally could have happened to anybody. And unfortunately,
for anybody that likes to have a couple of drinks with the lads and have the crack, these things are, you know, one stumble away from something like that happening. And I remember reading the story at the time and being absolutely horrified. So, you know, it's we won't dwell on that too much, but it was an absolutely horrible way to go for both him and his family, and then for the whole country to be in lockdown when he did actually pass away. Must have been horrific as well. So, yeah, our thoughts are with his family, and I'm hoping they get some kind of celebration tonight to remember him that way, as opposed to how he left us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely indeed. And you know what? I hope it's a good game of football tonight. I hope both teams go out there and just, and you know, put on a spectacle of good football out there tonight, because, like, it's a friendly, if you want to call it that way. It's a tune-up game because obviously to keep teams ticking over during the World Cup. Villa have Chelsea, I think, in Doha, in Dubai, and they have Villarreal now when they come home. That's what's been announced so far. There have been lots of rumours going around about other games that may be announced at short notice, but I think this is one that Villa have known about, obviously. And I think Unai Emery will want to put his team through the paces. I would imagine there has been a lot of sweating being done in Bodywear Heat for the last couple of days since they've come back. I would imagine there has been a lot of running, a lot of intense fitness training. I'm still sure that Unai Emery will want to, I expect it to be a rotated squad tonight, but sometimes they're the funnest squads. They're the squads where you get some of the most fun play, because players go up and go, I've nothing to lose here. I'm going to try and ping one into the top corner from 20 yards, and hopefully that could happen.
And look, what I think will happen here is that they've got this friendly tonight. Everybody will get minutes in the tank. They were only off for just over a week, really.
Yeah.
Between,
you can do a lot of damage to the body in a week, Petty.
Of course you can. Yeah, there'll be a lot of lead in the boots by the time they came back this week.
I imagine.
So they were back Saturday. They've had 3 or 4 days training. into this game, and apparently behind closed doors, one at the weekend before they go out to Dubai.
Yeah.
And then we'd have, I don't know whether they play a behind closed doors one out there or not, but they
Chelsea,
finish.
I think, is Chelsea not behind Chelsea closed one. Doors?
No, no, Sunday week they play, you can, there's fans allowed in.
Oh, it is too. They were sending packages to get out to Dubai and everything. I remember that. I remember seeing those online. Yeah.
And then Villarreal then a few days later. So it'll be all ramping up towards those two games. You would imagine for those on the periphery that are not on international duty, obviously we'll see those four guys come back into the fold. Not necessarily start, but I suppose Martinez and Cash are the shoe-ins, and then Donker maybe, and to a lesser extent Bednarek. So it's a good opportunity for a lot of people to make an impression, and that's what I'm sure he's going to do.
Yeah, I think like every single game that Aston Villa seem to play, midfield is going to be the area that's going to have a lot of eyes around it. But I think probably in the forward areas, I wonder, will we see any names that maybe we've not thought of before get a run tonight? Like, obviously, there was guys there. Like, I think one of the players that would have been sad, the saddest to have seen Steven Gerrard go, would be somebody like a Tommy O'Reilly. Tommy O'Reilly was well thought of by the previous regime. And, obviously, where does he stand now? Where do these kids stand that are coming through the ranks? Unai Emery will have gotten a chance to look at them. They've still played through this. They haven't had any break, the kids. And I'm sure Emery would have had his head stuck in a lot of their training sessions just to see what he has down the ranks as well. And it would be interesting to see if that is something that he has. Yeah. And we do have a team sheet. We
Spoiler
do
alert.
Have a team Tommy sheet, O'Reilly, and
Tommy O'Reilly
starts. See that? Look, Mystic Neil here. By the way, the numbers, a lot of numbers are going to be 4, 12, 18, and 47, and then you can pick the other one yourself because it's going to come true. where are we with sharing on Twitter? Excellent. Yes. So we do have an experimental team. We have Philip Marshall and Golds. Ashley Young starts at left back with Chambers, Mings, and Seb Revan. Seb Revan, I'm liking that because, as I say, Seb has been somebody who has been able to march up and down the field when he gets his chance. And I know he's probably it's not surprising that he's getting a chance here, considering Ken Kessler-Hayden is on duty or is with Huddersfield at the moment. Somebody who I would expect to probably see get called back. But he's in there. Then we have Tommy O'Reilly, Kamara, Nakamba, and Buendia behind the front two of Archer and Watkins. Can't be like, look, it's a game for the game that's in it. You cannot be disappointed with that. The bench then has Ziyech, Ali Ziyech, Ezri Konsa, Douglas Luiz, Danny Ings, Dina, Bailey, Jacob Ramsey, Winston, or not Winston Bogart, Lamar Bogart. Reiki is there. Arjen Reiki, somebody as well who I think, we all know how much of a metronome he is and how good he is at spotting a pass, and he's a big guy. We have Josh Feeney, and we have Cade Young in there as well. The goal scoring hero again at the weekend, just about a week ago, I think he scored an absolute pelter from outside the box. If I have my young men correct. In this situation, does anyone know where Sanson is? This is like this question, I think, is going to be we might as well get a tattoo at this stage as Aston Villa fans. All of us might as well get that. Like, can we all agree to that? Like, get one big joint offer on tattoos. We'll all meet up at the one parlor, we'd all get where the hell is Sanson tattooed somewhere on all of our bodies. Because, look, as I say, he never seems to be around when you think he's going to be around. And then he pops up when you never think he's going to be there. So that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I wonder, is he injured? Because, like, Arjen Reiki is in there, and potentially Lamar Bogart is in there. Although I would say he's a centre-half in this situation. But that is a great question. Where is Morgan Sanson? Rachel, yeah. I don't know. If anybody finds out, if anybody is looking on Twitter and sees anything, because I know Ashley Priest is definitely going to get asked that a bazillion times as well tonight on Twitter. If anyone sees it while we're online, please pop it into the comments, because that is a good question. Where he's the big name that isn't there.
Well, that's it. He's the one probably that stood out, that this kind of game was going to stand to him. So who knows if he's injured again? I've honestly no idea. We obviously haven't heard anything else from the club with regards to a press conference or anything like this. So this is just who we have available. Also, Brad Young, I thought, might have been included in this squad.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what we have to work with, and that's the way it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Look,
Jonathan has obviously recognised as well that Gilbert is missing, but I think we thought that was going to be the case.
We will never see Freddie Gilbert in an Aston Villa jersey again. And I think that's player's choice now at this stage as well. And I don't think that's not me having a go at him. I think he's just decided, listen, January can't come quick enough for me. And he's probably probably correct to feel that way. Because it's not always the club that makes a decision on players. But the previous incumbent that was here previously didn't quite fancy him. Dean Smith didn't quite fancy him. And I think Freddie Gilbert said, listen, I'm not playing out 6 months here. Get me gone in January so I can have some longevity, so I can have some security in his own future as well from a monetary point of view, because he could sit around for 6 months and then maybe get a crap contract on a free transfer, because your star is only as bright as it was when it was shining brightly. His star is dimmed over the last 6 months, and I think he wants out in January. And that's cool too.
Yeah. Jer could be right there.
He's with Ayr United, isn't he?
Okay. Well, that's why he's not in the squad then.
Yeah, he's at Ayr. Yeah, and there it is. Jonathan's in there. He's at Ayr United. Exactly. Find Sanson and you'll probably find the Holy Grail, a golden fleece and Shergar. Yeah. He's probably so. Where are we? And Cloudy says here, Peter, you'll forever be a Villa and Cardiff legend. May you rest in peace. Amazing game for a great charity and foundation, PW7. And I would 100% agree with you there.
Absolutely.
100% agree. Tombo Jones. This is a great point. I did think of this when I saw him there. That is a bit bad form playing for Dia when Argentina are playing at exactly the same time. I thought you might just, well, they'll probably whip him off after 20 minutes so that he can go and, or probably after half an hour. He'll get the second half. He'll get the second half on his phone in the dugout, here, I think.
I can assure you that when he could have been in that squad, he's not too interested in what's happening tonight. He's looking after his own career. He'd be looking forward to the next World Cup. That's the way he's thinking right now. So what's on his mind is getting into the plans of Unai Emery and making a good fist of things today.
Absolutely. I think so too. I think that's probably what the crack is with him as well there. Sanson is here in Taff's, lads. Taff Bar in Galway is where the Connacht Lions meet up to watch games. Noel is holding down the fort in there tonight.
I think Taff's have to start paying us some sponsorship at this stage because they get mentioned in every episode.
It's nice to be nice, isn't it? It's nice to be nice. I suppose it's like there isn't really much that we can kind of murmur on about with regards to this. I'm loving the team. I'm liking the fact that there's guys like Nakamba in there. I suppose I wonder, is it a flat four? I don't know.
It looks that way, doesn't it?
I wonder, is it a flat four? Will he play Tommy O'Reilly beside Kamara? Would he play? Like, it looks like it's a flat four with Buendia, one wide midfielder as opposed to a winger, and Tommy O'Reilly, the other wide midfielder as opposed to a winger, and then Kamara and Nakamba in through the centre. We know he likes to play that. So
that's the way I see the 4-2-2-2 there again. So that might change with what he has available to him on the bench. With who's there, I don't imagine he's going to take 11 off at halftime. We might see the goalkeeper change and a couple of others, but obviously some people will have more spring in their step than others, so he's got to manage the minutes there, but I don't think it'll be a full change.
Allegedly, Ronan, we don't want to be breaking any news in the For the Love of Pomegranate podcast about where Shergar is, but allegedly Shergar is in a bog in Leitrim. That's what they say. And if you can find him, he'll be well preserved, and there's a pretty penny. I think there still is a reward up for Shergar's return. And if anybody doesn't know who Shergar is, utilize Wikipedia, because we don't want to get into any trouble talking about Shergar on the podcast. Look, guys, I think we're going to leave it at that. There's no point in doing a massive long team sheet tantrum here. If you are watching the game, £7 on Cardiff, on the Cardiff player, you'll be able to go to cardiffcity.com, I think it is, and .co.uk and be able to find it there, and you'll be able to sign up. It's going to be an interesting watch, I think. And I think people are going to really enjoy this one.
And remember that 7th grade is not going to Cardiff, it's going to the Peter Whittingham Foundation.
Yeah. I think it's only fair to say as well that this game wasn't going to be televised. It wasn't going to be on the Cardiff player, but fans' appetite for it, fans' feedback towards Cardiff City. I think it was only advertised since Monday, or even over the weekend, has changed the club's mind, and they have put it up there available to anybody. So £7 goes to the Peter Whittingham Foundation as well. And look, if nothing else, at least you're supporting a fantastic cause, and one that's getting off the ground, and I'm sure will be a marked legacy for a really talented footballer who was taken far, far, far too early. So guys, we're going to leave it at that. Thank you so much as always for watching the podcast, and thank you so much as always for joining us today. I've got a couple of scouting series coming up over the next few days as well. If you haven't checked out Marcus Thuram podcast I did last night, please check it out. I think he's a really interesting player. You guys don't need to tell me who he's related to, or I don't need to tell you, should I say, who he's related to. And as I say, thank you so much again for always watching. So we're going to leave you at that while I go quickly and get my car NCT'd before the game, and hopefully get back in time for the game. MOT'd for anybody in the UK. That's where I have to run off to now. So enjoy the game, put the feet up and watch this for what it is. It's Villa, it's Aston Villa football. And, you know, as always, we want to win in this game. But as I say, the moment is bigger than the occasion, if that makes sense here for Peter and Whittingham today. And I hope his family get a great rapturous applause, and they get a great sense of celebration for the man from this game today. So thanks once again, guys. We will be back. We will see you. Stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.